We begin with breaking news from North Korea. A U.S. military official confirms North Korea attempted to launch a missile off its east coast Sunday morning, local time, but the missile blew up almost immediately. The type of missile is still being assessed. The defiant misfire follows another show of force Saturday in which the isolated communist nation put ballistic missiles on parade, including some we haven't seen before. More now from Ben Tracy inside the North Korean capital, Pyongyang.
When it comes to military parades, North Korea certainly knows how to put on a show. Goose-stepping soldiers, rolling tanks, and rocket launchers. It's an elaborate scene involving hundreds of thousands of people that would be the envy of any Super Bowl halftime show.
Anytime North Korea has one of these military parades, U.S. military experts closely examine what they're parading down the street. They're looking for signs that North Korea is closer to developing a long-range nuclear missile that can reach the United States.
And the signs were troubling. For the first time, North Korea displayed new long-range ballistic missiles that can be launched from both land and sea. They are believed to be the same missiles successfully tested in February that use solid fuel and are hard to detect before launch. And South Korea's military believes these large missiles at the end of the parade are a new type of intercontinental ballistic missile the North did not previously possess. In a speech at the parade, a high-ranking North Korean official accused the Trump administration of threatening North Korea and said if attacked, they will respond with all-out war, including nuclear weapons. That confidence is shared by many here in Pyongyang.
When you see all of the military troops and all of the weapons go by, what does that mean to you?
He said, it made me feel North Korea is strong enough to defeat any enemy, even the United States.
North Korea still says it wants peace and not war, but if it comes to war, they're ready to fight.